When did book smarts not necessarily equal real smarts? My boss and I were chatting on the phone about some random work issue. He told me to call so-and-so for some reason. I told him that I needed the number. He said, "Hold on, gotta look up the number on my phone." Shuffling sounds. Oh crap, where's my phone? Damn, Jane, my phone must have fallen out of my pocket. Son of a Mitch. Well, I'm gonna have to call you back once I find it. I cracked up until he jokingly yelled, "Don't you tell anyone about this." Once I got a call from one of my college professors, one of the smartest and friendliest people that I know.
Can you pick me up at this address?
30 miles from his place without public transport. Sure. How did you end up there?
I went to go and sell my car to this one guy.
I joined Mensa for the card. When I went to Kinko's to laminate it, I didn't read the instructions on the wall, and the laminate melted to the machine. I had to get the Kinko's guy to open the machine for me, but by then, the card was bubbling. When he scraped it out and saw what it was, he laughed. He laughed so hard. He thought there were 60 cents in a dollar. Took him a solid couple of minutes to figure out that there wasn't, after we just sat there laughing at him. My wife, the smartest person I know, by the way, looked at the sky at about 3 p.m. and asked why the sun was so dim. She was looking at the moon. I mean, I would look up at the moon during the day as a 5-year-old and wonder why it was in the sky. Surely this presumably adult woman could also see it and realize that it was a distinct entity from the blazing ball of light that we can't look directly at during any given time. Brain fart moment, I suppose? I was at law school with a smart guy. We shared a house. He wouldn't heat up anything in the microwave if it hadn't been brought as a microwavable product. He was convinced it would get pumped with radiation and he'd be eating radioactive food. My grandfather is a chemical engineer that used to work for Dow handling startup of some of their biggest plants. He went on to be an expert in industrial cleanup operations. He's a practical genius. He also decided it was perfectly acceptable to put stuffing into a plastic bowl and slide it into a 400-degree oven. I mean, I once put pizza in the oven on a wooden plate I was going to serve it on after, so I'm not going to judge him. We still ate the pizza, but it definitely had a strange taste. I once tried opening a thing of Pillsbury biscuits with a can opener a few years ago. My mother took my picture with it to use it against me in the future. I had a college professor insist that afternoons started at 11 a.m. because that's when we had lunch. I have no idea how you could get that wrong. Afternoon starts after noon. It's in the damn word. Fun thing about college faculty, they're generally very, very knowledgeable about one thing only, and actually pretty stupid about a lot of other things. That's what you get for spending 10 years devoted to the study of one thing, usually somewhat obscure, to the point where you're probably the world authority on it. Can confirm, my stepfather is a geology professor at a university. The guy can tell you anything about any rock. He can do complex math equations in his head. The guy literally forgets to eat sometimes. He can be completely stumped by a basic math equation if it's written differently than he would expect. It's a good thing he doesn't have a garage, or he would probably have accidentally poisoned himself by now. One time, my friends and I were walking downtown and we were passing through a parking lot. One of my friends noticed this and asked, "Is this a car dealership?" "No, this is a parking lot." So naturally he responded with, "But why are there cars here?" It took a few minutes of explaining for him to remember that cars do tend to park in parking lots. This one is so bad that reading it got me stupid. My boyfriend. We did those 90-second microwavable rice packets and I smelled something burning. I asked, "How long did you put the rice in for?" And he said, 3 minutes. I told him, "It was only supposed to be 90 seconds. And he looked at me like I was stupid and told me, yeah, that's 90 seconds. Then a few seconds later, he turned bright red. I still make fun of him for it. One of my mum's best friends growing up has a brother who was absolutely brilliant. This is a guy who graduated top of his class, got a perfect score on the SAT, and went to and graduated from Harvard. Sometime into his adult life, he decided to go to the grocery store a few blocks away. Ordinarily, he walks, but he decided to drive this one particular time. He went to the store, got his stuff, and proceeded to walk home. The next morning, he went to get into his car, only to discover that it was missing from his driveway. So he filed a police report. A few days went by, and he had to go to the grocery store again. He walked like he normally does, and found his car exactly where he left it a few days before. This is a Harvard graduate. A girl I knew in high school needed a piece of paper, so she turned on the computer and printed one out. I did this and I still feel smart about it. I needed some special thesis, archival, acid-free, whatever paper to print my thesis that goes into the library. There was one printer on campus with the special paper, but when I printed there, one page with a complex graph would crash the printer out of memory. I asked the printing desk there if I could just have some paper from the tray to print it in my office printer. It worked there with the plain paper, and they said no, I couldn't do that. I proceeded to print a single page, empty document with as many copies as the number of pages my thesis had. They then gave me the stack of printed paper that I needed. Probably the ink in my printer wasn't compatible for long-term storage, but I doubt anyone is ever going to read it anyway. Working at IT support, a woman with a PhD in virology calls up. Her keys on her keyboard keep sticking. We do the standard troubleshooting, but couldn't fix it, so I went to her desk. What was the cause of the keys sticking? Well, Miss PhD was eating a whole gosh darn pineapple over her keyboard. My doctor wife, resident at the top university hospital, constantly misuses the words door and window interchangeably. It's a riot.
Sweetie, please close the door. Where are you going?
The door.
Oh crap, I meant the window.
This is practically daily. That's fine. The narrator constantly mixes up left and right as well as east and west when he's giving directions, even though he knows full well what each of those directions means if they're given to him. Some of our brains have weird mental blocks on them. About 5 years ago, I got one of those motion-activated air fresheners and put it on my dresser. It wasn't until I got up the next morning that I discovered it was lined up directly at eye level where I got out of bed. I effectively booby-trapped my room against myself. My sister-in-law is a molecular biologist. Her level of genius is astounding. She put herself through school via scholarships, but made pocket money working at Ponderosa. One day she was changing the oil in the fryer and set the old hot grease tub on the floor and proceeded to step in it. She literally cooked her own foot. It took several skin grafts, but mostly looks normal now. So whenever someone does something stupid in our family, we say they cooked their foot. Professors with all kinds of degrees who've written renowned books or papers, but can't figure out how to make a video play on the projector instead of on the monitor. My father told me a story about his father. My grandfather was a brilliant chemical engineer working for Procter & Gamble. He actually led the team that figured out how to make liquid Tide. One day he came home, scooped himself some ice cream, put chocolate chips on top, and put it in the microwave. He was surprised that the ice cream melted rather than the chocolate. I stuck my hand in a pot of boiling water. My brain just stopped working for that second, apparently.
I took a saute pan out of the oven without a mitt. We should start our own cooking show.
10 out of 10 would watch. Tonight on Scald and Burn, we need someone to play the long-suffering, ridiculously hot standby medic. You in? My friend is standing in line at Target and has a 9-volt battery and a penny in his pocket. The two make contact and naturally the penny gets hot. He pulls the 9-volt out of his pocket and looks at it as if he's never seen this object before. He sticks his tongue on it, shocks himself, pulls it away and looks at it, and then does it again. Pulls it away, looks at it, and does it a third time. The cashier just stared at him like someone let a monkey out of a zoo. A lot of smart people I know are just terrible with money. I know people with 4.0 GPAs and high-paying jobs that are borderline bankrupt because they spend every dollar they have trying to keep up with the high rollers who run their company. Like, these are smart people, but incredibly insecure as well, and that's just a terrible combination. I made peanut butter cookies last night and I forgot to put in all of the dry ingredients.
So you made peanut butter soup.
My best friend has a genius level IQ. He was in the top 10 of my graduating class and has nearly a 4.0 GPA studying chemical engineering. I once saw him look right down the barrel of a loaded shotgun.
I did this with a champagne bottle I was trying to open. The cork popped, bounced off my forehead, and then ricocheted off the ceiling. I had a round welt on my forehead for a day or two. I'm not a genius.
I did that as a best man at my buddy's wedding. Made the toast, got the bottle. Wait, how's this thing work? Never opened champagne before. Maybe I'll put it on the table and look down to see what the problem is. Bang! Mother fricker, right above my eye. Play it cool, play it cool. Maybe no one saw. Nope, they all did.
Well, I said no wedding is complete unless blood is spilled. Just didn't think it would be mine.
You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below, and subscribe. Well, my really smart wife married me, but I'll forgive her for that one. A friend of mine used a variant of this on his wife. While shopping for curtains, he said, "Well, since I clearly have better taste than you," and she interrupted, "You do not." "Sure I do. I married you, and you married me." According to him, she just sort of flopped her jaw like a fish for a bit. He said it's the only time he's ever won an argument with her. Guys, he's been married for 15 plus years at this point. You do not pull this card after a month or even 10. My old lady of 7 years just finished up her master's in accounting. She roasted a chicken yesterday, and as the timer rang, I yelled to her to remember to use a hot pad to take the lid off the roaster pan. Because like the pan, the lid handle is hot. I get a sarcastic, "No, duh," back from her. I watch from a mirror with a good angle of her, as she takes the pan out with two hot pads on the side handles of the pan. She then sets the pan on top of the stove, puts the hot pads back in the drawer, then grabs the handle on the lid of the pan. She burned her hand again, dropped the pot lid to the floor loudly, and then ran to the living room to see if I was laughing. I was. Dumbest smart person I know. I love her. I feel like I could have renamed this video "Stupid Things That People With High Academic Degrees Do," and it would have been nearly just as applicable, to be honest. I was going to bake cookies for my 20th year high school reunion, but I encountered a problem. I explained this problem to my fiancé, like so. I was going to make cookies for my reunion, but it ended up that I couldn't.
Why?
"Well, your mum gave me that box of cookie cutters that has over 100 cookie cutters, and I was going to make cookies in the 9 and 5 shape for the class of 1995. It has 1 through 8, but no 9. At this point, he just stared at me because he thought I'd come to a realization on my own, which I hadn't, by the way. I said, "What?"
"You just have to turn the number 6 upside down and it's a 9. A long, blank stare from me. "The number 6 upside down is the number 9. You did realize that, didn't you?"
He cracked up when he figured out that I never realized this. I have a PhD.
"That's okay, my mom is a programmer for Boeing and she complained that her heated blanket was still too hot. Turns out the number 7 looks like an L upside down and she thought it was on the low setting."
ButcherBox is 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood, all humanely raised with no antibiotics or added hormones. And all of that delivered straight to your door with free shipping, always. Imagine always having high-quality cuts in your freezer ready to go with no trips to the grocery store or planning out availability and knowing that it's food you can trust. There are curated to customized box plans at incredible value. Saving money at a grocery store is getting more and more difficult, especially when you're trying to get consistently high-quality meat. Sign up at butcherbox.com/jerk and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free-for-a-year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/jerk and use code JERK to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Reslayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
I have a relative, cousin of my aunt, who has a doctorate in engineering and made a ton of money in petroleum engineering. Yet, over the years, she sent a large fraction of it to Nigerian scammers. Even more interestingly, he started doing this before the internet, when they just sent snail mail letters to people, and has sent it to the same Nigerian family over the decades. His way of supporting Africa, I guess? But then, this person also didn't believe we landed on the moon or that the Holocaust happened, so there's that. A girl I went to high school with went to the same university as me. She was top 5 in our graduating class and hasn't gotten lower than a 3.8 in 2 years of college, including biochemistry and organic chemistry. One summer day we were out at a bonfire and she had a hood on because, and I quote, "Don't moon rays make you paler?" My grandfather has a PhD in computer science, one of the early ones. He was on the team that developed the fingerprint computer that ended the days of using a magnifying glass to match prints. The original computer now lives at the Smithsonian. It was snowing out and he said he was grilling steaks. I thought he was on the outside porch. I looked outside and he was not there. I found him in the basement using a huge gas grill. It took several minutes to explain to him why this was not a good idea. Mine was the stupidest thing I've ever done. It was pretty embarrassing. I was leaving my flat and I was talking to a girl on my uni course. As I got to the door to exit the building, I noticed someone outside and was going to let them come inside before I left. After about 6 or 7 seconds of me just standing there, the girl asked me what was up, and I told her that the person outside must have been having trouble getting inside. She then pointed out that it was my reflection. In conclusion, I'm as stupid as a dog. I also just blasted myself full in the face with some air freshener because I thought the nozzle was pointed the other way. I am now blind. My friend turned 20 one day and we were talking about his birthday. I proceeded to comment, "Wow, you've been a teenager for 20 years. Yeah, my friends don't let me live that one down." I told my sister, who was turning 25, that she was halfway to 30. Spent an incredible amount of time and effort nervously trying to figure out why an almost new and very expensive oscillope won't turn on. The reason was that someone had toggled the switch on one of the built-in power strips on the lab bench to off. We were getting ready for dinner one night and we were kind of in a rush to get it done. Whatever we were making, it required bread. Well, the only bread we had was frozen at the time, so we had to quickly defrost it. So my mother randomly yelled for my oldest brother, who happens to be the smartest out of all of us, to go get it from the freezer and bring it to the kitchen. He delivered the frozen bread to the kitchen and our mum had our hands full. So she told him, "Take the bread tie off and put it in the microwave." So he takes the tie off and puts the tie in the microwave and sets it to defrost. Not even 30 seconds later, he starts saying, "Mum, the bread tie's on fire." Turns out my brother thought it meant the bread tie and not the frozen loaf of bread. In conclusion, smart brother put bread tie in the microwave to defrost and it caught on fire. That man did exactly what his mother told him to do and is beyond reproach. In a military court of tribunal, he would be 100% exonerated and I won't hear a bad word against him. My friend Kevin went to Caltech and works for JPL. He's an actual rocket scientist, literally one of the smartest people I can think of. When we were in our early 20s, he had to take his brand new Honda Civic back to the dealership after 2 weeks of ownership because he filled it with diesel. Afterwards, I asked him, "Isn't the diesel nozzle incompatible with the standard gas tanks?" His response was, "It's not. It wasn't easy, but I made it work." My friend is a geneticist, smart guy all around. A few months ago, he spent 10 minutes trying to push open the door in his kitchen, and eventually his hand just went through it, and he gashed his arm and ended up getting a bunch of stitches. If he had pulled the door instead, it would have opened. I travel a lot for work, and I'm going to London later this month. One of my girlfriend's best friends is an NICU nurse, saving the lives of premature babies every day, and has forgotten more about biology and anatomy than I've ever known. She asked what language they speak in London and if I was going to visit the Eiffel Tower if I got some free time. This one is about me. I'm a senior in engineering, being paid to do some fancy research that we hope will easily eradicate third world diseases. My dad has always managed my finances and never really taught me much. I just got a credit card and had a $500 limit, spent $492 in a month, and got confused when during the next calendar month, after the statement, my credit card was still being declined. I thought the limit reset every month regardless of if you paid your balance. It just made sense to me. When I called my dad asking why my credit card hadn't reset yet, he laughed at me for a solid hour and told all his business partners. I laughed it off as being an engineer and not a finance person like him, but my lack of real-world experience with economics or money is also sad. I'm a living case of why we should have useful life skills classes in high school. This girl I was kind of seeing at the time asked me if I wanted to watch a movie. So we go up to her room and she popped in Elf. She turned to me and asked, "Wait, can you watch this movie since you're Jewish?" She has a 4.0 GPA and is going to law school next year. Also, when I eventually told her I was a virgin, she asked me if I had ever had a stiffy. I was 19. Not seen directly, but I heard the professor tell these two stories. This man is an expert with nanomaterials and just an all-round physics rock star, and yet I have not one, but two stories about him. The first, the professor began watching karate movies and became a fan. Soon, he begins to wonder if he can reproduce some of the feats he's seen various martial artists perform on film. "I'm a physicist," he says. "I can do this." So he gets a stack of a few cinder blocks and tries to break them with his fist. He's shattered almost every bone in his hand. The second story, once his home's water heater stopped heating water. "I'm a physicist," he says again. "I can do this." After all, he reasons, the water heater is just a really big resistor submerged in a tank of water with some plumbing attached to it all. Why not repair it himself? The basement cleanup cost him a few thousand dollars, plus the cost of a new water heater and professional installation. I work in a hospital with some of the most talented neurosurgeons on the West Coast. These are the folks that are flown out to Johns Hopkins, Columbia University, or India and China to give presentations to the world's best in the medical field. Many of them still type with just their index fingers. They can't spell for crap, and this is just a regular thing with doctors. One of them couldn't figure out how to open his coffee. You just pull out the stirrer that doubles as the plug to keep your coffee warm and prevent spills. He eventually just gave up and took the lid off. Weekly scheduling issues when they want to get a friend's family in next week when they're booked for 6 months out. "Sorry, doctor, you're booked out. If you wanted to have complete control over your schedule, you should have gone for more money in at a for-profit hospital. That's why your friends can do it at their hospital. This is a public hospital. No one jumps the line because they're richer or have the hookup. Almost half of them don't even know how to really use a computer for anything more than Facebook. Their assistants handle everything. These are usually the over 50 crowd, and most of the younger surgeons don't have this issue. I'm always impressed at how many doctors are incredibly unhealthy in their habits. Most of them smoke, do substances, wolf down double bacon cheeseburgers twice a day, rarely exercise, and hardly even go to their own doctor. We had one orthopedist, highly respected and very talented, park in a handicap spot because he thought that symbol applied to him because he treats all the people in the wheelchairs. I'd much prefer to think he was being a selfish prick, he's actually a nice guy, and was feigning being dumb to get a nice parking spot. We didn't push the issue, the thing is, he has his own reserved parking spot. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories, or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Genius, give Am I the Jerk a shot. Everything linked in the description.